So next, you're going to hear a story from Sean Patrick Boyle, who is basically a recording engineer. He's a great guy, married to one of my favorite people. Just had a lovely baby. This is from our Propose a Theory episode. Now, I picked these stories weeks ago, but I'm recording this the day after the Connecticut school shooting. And it may seem passé to mention that by the time you all hear this, which is fucked to think about. But Sean's theory is that therapeutic AI will be one of the next big technological developments. And in light of what we've kind of seen this year, I hope he's right. I mean, we all need to take better care of ourselves and each other. And I think 2012 has proved that pretty well. Besides the content, the idea of this story being great, Sean poses a question at the end. And it's the only time I can remember that the Your Stories audience sat in rapt silence. Like, there was actual tension, like you were waiting for the answer to drop. So it's really well constructed in addition to being very well thought out. I absolutely love this story, and I hope that maybe people get something out of it. I don't know. It's important. Sean Boyle.
So my theory is that the next technological breakthrough, the game changer, won't be the ones we kind of think about and fantasize. I love spaceships too, Bill, but we're already kind of picturing them. So my theory is that that breakthrough will be therapeutic AI. Artificial intelligence that understands your fucking brain. This kind of came from another theory that I kind of enjoy. I'm having a brain fart here. Raymond Kurzweil. The singularity, thank you. So he theorizes that in the future we'll merge with technology and essentially be immortal, is his big fantasy. But I kind of got stuck at immortality because I'm like, well, what's the point of making our lives longer if we're still just going to kill each other? Like, our life expectancy could be 200 years, but if someone shoots you in the head when you're 35, then that doesn't fucking mean anything. So I actually kind of got stuck on the beginning part of his theory, is that he says in the year 2020, we will have completely engineered and mapped the human brain with computer programming. So I kind of think that, to me, that says kind of something dark and interesting, to where, does that mean every single thought a human can have can be represented with zeros and ones and reverse engineered and figured out? Can we figure out when Jerry Sandusky fucking became a pedophile and reverse engineer that and figure that out and just solve it? And then who cares how long we live, because we'll live happier and we'll live peacefully and not hurt each other, and that's what we should all strive for, not seeing who could last the longest, but seeing who could be the happiest the longest. And that's a really big challenge right now. Everyone struggles with it. I'm in a really great time in my life right now, and I'm so happy, and I just waiting for it to turn and to fall apart, like, you know. So I'm actually kind of thinking about getting therapy and taking that step. And so one of the things I thought of was, well, just to prove my theory is needed, is first of all, it's really hard to say you'll go get therapy. We have egos, and then you're signing up to talk to a fucking stranger that you don't know, and you're gonna him or her, you're gonna hate them, love them, or not connect, and then move on, and maybe you don't get help at all. Maybe James Holmes saw the wrong therapist, and it meant nothing, and what happened happened. The second point is therapy is expensive right now. And if there's one thing that's proven, is technology kind of is affordable. You can, if you democratize it and mass produce it, everyone could get connected to this artificial intelligence. And then that is something everyone would be able to talk to. And, you know, maybe my father would not have ditched my fucking baby shower today because he's an insecure baby that can't be around his family. You know, it pisses me off that he, not only did he miss it, but he had such a dark, scary reason to not go. He, you know, and just that emotional torment that I know he's going through, it bothers me, and he can't talk to anyone about it. He can't talk to me about it. He can't talk to a therapist. He's just stuck. He's just going to suffer. Nothing's going to change him. And I don't want more people to suffer that way. I don't want, you know, one of my good friends, Ed, committed suicide, and I don't want more people to have that deep of a darkness that that's their option. And third and finally, obviously, we need it. If anyone here doesn't need some therapy, some psychological help or issue that you're afraid of, that you're either facing now or you're afraid of facing later, please raise your hand. I haven't met you, you know. So that's my theory. And in respect to the scientist, I actually have a test subject. So, and my test subject is a little sensitive to volume. So I encourage everyone to please stay very quiet. Siri is sensitive. Okay? And also, just a callback to Raymond Kurzweil. He's the guy who invented the programming for computers to talk. So this right here is almost half his invention. I'm thinking about suicide.
Checking your location.
Come on, Siri.
Okay, one of these suicide prevention centers is a little ways from you.
She found two suicide prevention centers near me right now.